is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody.
Look how mad Jacob just got.
He's so mad.
Didn't even finish it.
It's time.
Yay. It's Tuesday night.
Yeah, do that.
Welcome to Toy Anxiety.
That was better before I said it.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
It's Tuesday night.
Thank you.
This episode is scheduled for one fall.
We should have wrestling announcer openings every week. It'd be great. It's WrestleMania week. We have to. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It is 9:30 p.m. Eastern. I am feeling better. Thank you, Angry Elf. I'm feeling great. I'm back on my feet. I'm full of, piss and vinegar?
Ooh.
Mm.
What does that mean? When somebody says you're full of piss,
you want to fight, you're punchy.
Yeah.
Ready
to go. Ready to go? You want to go?
I've literally never been ready to do anything. I just do things. People who think you got to get ready before you do something, they never do anything. Just go out and do it. Hi, everybody. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. That's my wisdom for tonight. We hope you are having a wonderful week. WonderCon was over the weekend. I know I saw Trevor out there from NECA, Kyle from Super 7. All of our friends were out at WonderCon. I've never been to WonderCon. Maybe someday. But if you went, hope it was a good time for you. Mm-hmm. Joining us all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, like he does every week, Ryan Dole, president.
Hi.
Of the Ryan Dole Fan Club, or member.
I'm not even either. I'm just a dude. I'm just a dude who exists. But don't forget, our boys at Marvel Legends were there too. Everybody was there.
They were presenting.
Man, what's going on?
I don't know.
Are we doing Dragon Con next year? Well, maybe not next year. I'm going to Japan next year. Fuck y'all.
I mean, we're going
too.
We're also going to Japan.
Looking forward to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Ryan, we're rooming together.
I know. I was like, we planned this.
You guys better learn some Japanese.
I am going to go to Japan for the first time. And listen, Abby's been watching a lot of videos on Japan. It looks incredible there. The scenery is beautiful. The people seem very kind. The food looks delicious. Ribera Steakhouse, the most legendary wrestling-themed steakhouse in the world, is there. And we're going to buy collectibles, and we're going to buy toys, and we're going to watch movies. I don't know. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to do a Star Wars celebration. I'm very excited, is what I'm saying.
There. We're all very excited.
We're going to do so many activities.
Chat's excited.
So many activities. It's going to be great. joining us from just south of where we live, Jacob Walsh. How are you, man?
I'm good. Having a slow toy week.
Man.
Nothing coming in the mail. It's a lonely time for toys in this house. But it's okay.
I feel like there should be like a little dust bunny go by. And
trying to do that. That's a funny thing to say though. With this as the background,
I was like, you're surrounded by
toys. Oh, such a slow day for toys in this house. Playing.
Davey says, "Are you going to the Muscle Mommy Cafe?"
Yeah, we're getting jobs there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I want to go. Should I look
we're
it
going.
Up?
Don't worry.
Yeah, look it up right now. Pull it up on a share your screen and pull that up.
Well, this is my work computer.
Okay.
It's a muscle girl bar.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, what did you think it was?
We're gonna go and like pull a roadhouse.
Ooh.
Go and get everybody fighting.
Okay.
Oh, when you said pull a roadhouse, I mean, we're going to go and rip people's throats out or something.
Jacob is full of piss and vinegar tonight.
He is.
Just watch both the roadhouses.
Yeah,
hey, look, we're going to, Abby, I'm going to say hi to you in a second, but we got to get T Molly says, Jake, I ordered a Grail X Plus Godzilla 84 Yuji Sakai.
That's a good toy. Good job. Yeah, that's great.
Abigail.
Hey.
Are you excited to go to Japan?
Oh my God, yes. And I have been watching tons of videos. And yeah, it just I'm excited to explore and to see beautiful things that I've never seen before. So yeah.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. Listen, if you're new, if you've been here before, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. We already have a bunch of people watching. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to talk some toys, do some pickups. Jacob, do we have any sad comments for later?
So I only have one, but it's long.
Ooh. Oh, sometimes one is all you need when it's big enough.
I found it and I was like, this is it tonight. This is all they get.
Oh, I love it.
That's
We're
awesome.
Eating well.
We're eating well tonight. And Ryan, it's WrestleMania week. We have to acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
I know we talked earlier about how we're going to be celebrating. Do you have big plans this weekend for WrestleMania?
I'm going to make bar food, like pub food.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Cody Rhodes finish the story. But even before I finish, before Cody finishes the story.
Yeah. Okay.
There is the Vancouver Comic and Toy Show is also this weekend.
Ooh.
So I'm only going to go the one day. I don't think it's big enough. It needs 2 days. So I'm going to go the Sunday and I'm going to go toy hunting. And then I'm going to watch night two of WrestleMania.
I think I'm in
for the greatest weekend of my life.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
A contender for greatest for sure.
Hey, I went to an antique mall, about an hour, south over the weekend, and they had one of the, you know, like it, there's the certain seats at WrestleMania that if you buy, you get to bring the chair home.
Oh yeah.
Somebody had one of the chairs for sale.
I always wanted to get a chair.
$250.
Do you know what event it was?
If you guys continue talking, I'll pull the picture up that I took of it and forgot to send you. And it tells me.
All right. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to name what the event was. And then I want to see if Ryan Dole can name the main event of that event.
I like this game. I like it.
So WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a number on it, but it's got the date.
Okay. What's the date? Okay.
April 8th, 2018.
All right. So that would be WrestleMania.
I can also tell you where. Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
34. WrestleMania 34.
It's like one of the
gears are turning.
No, it's not because 19 was 2003.
I'm on the Wikipedia. It's WrestleMania 34, 100%.
Yeah?
Yep.
Because he said, no, 18, right?
2018, yeah.
34, so that would be like what, Roman Reigns versus Undertaker?
Close, you're one for two.
Or Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Roman and Brock.
So close.
Well, Roman Reigns has headlined the last 8 WrestleManias. Or
well, yeah, I mean, that's true. But it was kind of like, I wasn't quite sure if that was the one where Taker like retired, but then came back like 3 months later.
Mm-hmm. Classic wrestling move. Classic Abby, we went to a WrestleMania.
Yeah, we sure did. It was Edge's last match.
Ooh. It was.
Yeah, at the time.
Was it also his first match?
No, it was WrestleMania 27, which is not always remembered as a great WrestleMania, headlined by The Miz versus John Cena. But if anybody watched WWE.com this week, the recap between CM Punk and Randy Orton. We were there. That was that match.
That was great.
A big Orton fan. Yeah.
Match.
Wow.
So you still are.
I still am.
Yeah. Every night before bed, Abby makes me sing the whole Randy Orton song.
Yeah. Well,
while she punches me in the gut. It's really weird.
No, that's hot.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when I hear voices in my head.
Yeah. And then we check Twitter. By the way, hey, David Cabal. Hey, what? Dude,
you're going too fast here.
Okay. Keep going.
You're skipping me. All right. Yeah. I got to attend a legendary WrestleMania.
Okay.
WrestleMania 19 in Seattle.
Ooh.
So that was HBK versus versus Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle was the main event.
Nice.
And it was
wow.
And it was like the death match between Hulk Hogan and Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Who? Never heard of either of them. Both canceled.
Both canceled, but Roddy Piper did a run-in. That was his big return as well.
Man. Wow.
Well, we saw Chris Jericho at Toy Fair.
We did.
We sure did.
Did you guys see Kurt Angle? Last thing, and we'll move on to toys. Kurt Angle's tweet yesterday for April Fool's Day. It's no. After time and consideration, Mr. Kurt Angle has decided to go his separate ways from Whole Milk. As you can see, this was a very tough decision to make after years of drinking and creating, as you all know, Milk-a-mania. The expiration date has passed. Kurt Angle has moved to chocolate milk. So, very sad day.
For plain milk?
Wrestling is so weird.
It's a weird tweet.
Yeah.
But if you know,
it makes me not.
I don't
feel
like
good.
April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, me either.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear about a grown man talking about milk. Period.
Yeah, me either.
Sorry, I'm gonna. Is Abby's audio okay? It's low on my end. Is
it hello.
Sounds good. All right, that's probably just my head.
Turn up the volume.
Turn up the beef. Okay, everybody. I'm having fun already.
Turn up the beef.
Yeah, thank you. Let's get into some pickups because I know there's a bunch of news we want to cover tonight. And I was gonna give a shout out to David Cabal earlier. He sent us messages on Twitter overnight that were really kind. And as you all know, his profession is
you don't have to give away the tweet. You can just say it was a nice tweet.
He's a pretty big deal where he works. All right.
I'm not gonna read the tweet, but he's a man of God, a pastor, and he said he basically told us we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
I'm going to print it out and put it in my wallet. So anytime anybody ever gives me shit, I'll be like, no, David Cabal said I'm okay.
I know here. One of the guys.
This is good. Yeah.
I got passes.
I know one of the guys.
Yeah. It's hard. We live in Georgia. You never know if someone's just going to come
out. You know David Cabal, right? Yeah. Well, he said we're good.
Listen, we live in Georgia, which I don't know if you guys know this. There's a long history here of very intense fiddle competitions, and you do not want to lose one of those.
You're saying you're at threat of fiddle competition. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. Unlimited power with the super chat. Thank you so much. Jacob, SH Monster Arts or NECA for Godzilla?
Oh, I have a feeling. Weird. If I mean NECA did really good stuff, but NECA is gonna be harder to find at this point. It's all gonna be really, really overpriced on eBay. So because of that, I would just go with Monster Arts because you can get that shit all over the place. But the real answer is X Plus.
There you go.
Yep.
BC DeLorean and other movie cars at the gates of heaven. My girlfriend's in there.
A lot of people's girlfriends are in there.
Who's playing this Wayne Stock? Oh, I love Wayne's World 2 so much. Okay. Let's reel it in because my ADD brain is on fire and I want to talk about 50 other things that have nothing to do with toys. Who's got pickups this week?
I do.
I have one thing, basically. I got one. Two things. Jacob, nothing.
No, I got nothing this week. Nothing on the toys, yeah.
That's all right. You've had some good weeks.
It's fine.
I promise my thumb would go. It's okay. Ryan, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Do you want me to start with the big thing?
No. Never start. Never go big first.
All right. We won't go big first. Let's start off with the... You'd think by the name it's big. But it's quite small. Mega Man. So I got my Jada Mega Man figure that came in. I can't wait to crack this beast open.
That's awesome.
Play with
this
it.
Beast.
It's going to be awesome. Jada's killing it, man. I like their Capcom stuff. And I got a bunch of Marvel Legends that came in. So I got Little Miss Halloween.
Ooh. Aww, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. Like, there's something about like Spider-Man fighting like goblins and pumpkins and all this stuff. I don't know. It just works. Everything's spooky. I like it. So I had to grab her. I grabbed Tombstone as well. Again, this is a great looking figure.
Yep. Dumbest henchman of all time, but that's a great toy.
It's beautiful sculpt. Beautiful, beautiful sculpt. This dude came in as well. Angel. Ooh.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah, dude. He looks fantastic. Right? Yeah. Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then I got... So now I'm 3 for 4. I'm waiting for the one that I'm most excited for to come in. But my other two, Wolverine two packs came in. So Ninja Wolverine and Evil Psylocke. They came in again. These are great, man. Marvel Legends is like fucking stepping it up big time. And yeah. Lalandra. She smashed Xavier. That's why he
she did.
She made him walk again. It's incredible.
She used that helmet.
It's true.
She used that helmet and made him walk again.
Yeah, it's true. And Brood Wolverine.
Open your mind.
God, I hope she returns at 97. Right? Round. That's how he gets back from the dead. Like, oh, I made him walk. Watch, I can make him talk. Yeah, right? Like, it's awesome. So I'm stoked. So that's my first bit of my haul. I can pass the buck to someone else.
That's cool. Sorry, I was fucking with my lighting. It's making my face look really soft. Like, I've got these weird features.
Is that what you've been doing?
Craig, are you saying the weirdest
thing. We were having a good convo.
Craig is like...
And he's worried about his face looking soft as opposed to what?
I don't know. Like, I want to look like fucking.
Like, you don't look like Stallone.
He's looking at all these Marvel Legends, Wolverine chiseled faces, and Lalandra's helmet.
Yeah,
and he's like, why am I such a round boy?
No, I want to look like Josh Brolin or something. I want to be like. Rugged. I don't want to look so soft all the
Craig,
time.
You're doing good.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, you're doing good. You may have soft hands, but you have a hard heart.
Well,
my doctor told me that's not very good.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Medication for that.
Sir, your heart is hard as a rock. Hey, real quick, Jacob, speaking of rugged men.
Yeah.
I told you my ADD was on fire, and I meant to text you about this earlier, but we can talk about it. Did you see The Shark is Broken is coming back?
I did, but here's the thing. I got a hunch that it's not Ian Shaw. Because it's just a... Nothing in the thing says anything about the cast.
Okay.
And it's a short run at a New Jersey theater.
Mm.
And part of me wonders if they just were like, hey, we want to put this show on. Because that's what happens to plays. Once they run... The option goes out for places to buy the rights, to rent the rights to do the show, and then they just cast whoever.
Okay.
And nothing in the... I was reading about it. Nothing says that Ian Shaw is in it. So I'm like, oh, is this going to be just new, all new people? The show's... I mean, it's a great show, but...
You got to have Ian.
I don't want to watch it without Ian Shaw.
So. Sure. Someone will complain we bury the lead for an hour again. Yeah, there was a comment on YouTube last week. It was like, you guys didn't even talk about the main topic. I was like, but you clicked on the video and we got your view.
And you commented.
So therefore, engagement. Yeah, the thumbnail is just a way for you guys. Well, we can talk about it.
I saw somebody on Instagram, and I think we should do this with one of these videos. Change the thumbnail to be like, oh, for some reason, the comments aren't working. You know, and then it gets people to comment, you know?
Yes, they are.
And then you're like, I'm engaging with this person's stuff.
Speaking of, no, that's really smart. Hey, we never said hi to the chat. Davey just called us out. We have to start.
Dude.
We have to do it.
That is, yeah.
In the middle of pickups.
In it's the fine. Middle of pickups. Let's pick up some friends here in the chat.
There you go. All right. Davey Sockrocker, hello. Jason Grahosky, Christopher Negri. Quip is here. Lawrence Duane, capital P. Soulcraft, Tony Johnson, hello.
Not Taylor.
No. Stanley Eberhardt, Cutthroat Comics, Cone Filler Confusor, Johnny Cock, Matt Bush, BC DeLorean, Another Cars 2, Michael Miller, lots of, Unlimited Power is here, Peak Obi-Wan, Andrew Bayless, loves whole milk, all the way from Australia. Capital
it's bad.
P.
It's bad for you, Andrew.
It's okay. let's see who. Who else is here? McFly Toys, Brock Parker on the air, Master Splitter is back.
Brock Parker loves shit, I guess.
Brock Parker loves shit. Master Splitter is here. I love that. Team Molly 86, Tony Durbano. Guys, this is a good crew tonight. Thank you guys for all being here.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I wonder what Brock was reacting to. He's just like, shit emoji. Hey. Michael Mercy's here. Love that.
Cool.
Michael Mercy. There you go.
Cool.
Okay. So we appreciate you guys all being here. One of my pickups, by the way, is in the other room. I'm going to have to grab it in a second. Okay.
Okay.
But
okay. Do you want Abby to go then?
Abby, you go, and then I'll grab my thing here.
Cool. It is. It's Matt Bush time.
Oh wait, Toy Collector Magazine is also here.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Toy Collector Magazine. Yeah, thanks all the new faces in the chat. Hello, hello. We appreciate y'all. I have a pickup from Matt Bush, who is we all know Matt Bush. This is a Calico Critter fashion playset. It's Town Girls Series Tuxedo Cat. So cool. She's like getting ready for an interview or like maybe going out somewhere with, to have a nice meal and hang out on the town. There's like a series of outfits and cute things going on here, which I absolutely love. And I can't wait to pop this open.
That's obviously fancy.
Yeah, it's like very fancy. I love the fantasy of like, she can, she's going out, she's doing
things. She's got all her different
nice necklace. Yeah, she can kind of change looks from like, going to the interview to like,
get on the internet.
Getting on the internet for the first time. Yeah, I think that's awesome. Thanks, Matt.
So yeah, that's super rad.
Super Matt Bush. So Jake, you do have a pickup, by the way.
Do I?
Well, you just don't know it yet.
Oh yeah.
Matt Bush sent a couple things in the mail, which
Thank you, Johnny Cock. I appreciate that. He said my nails are on the level because they are. I went spring.
Hey, also Brock said he was reacting to the Vince McMahon chat.
Oh,
that's a fair reaction.
Okay.
Hey, also Toy Binging says he met us in the lobby at a Comic Con last year.
Okay, cool.
He wants a shout out.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting it.
There it is.
There you go, dude.
Got it.
Shout out to Toy Binging.
Shout out.
There you go. Hey, Comic Con's fun. I want to go back. All right. Thank you, Toy Binging, for being here. Matt Bush sent us two of these bad boys. Jacob, one of them's yours.
Ooh.
It's a Ghost Trap popcorn bucket.
It's a Ghost Trap.
From AMC Cinemas. Popcorn buckets are huge. Now, this isn't like the Dune one. You got to treat this one with a lot of respect.
Mine is.
Oh. Yeah.
Just filled the cup.
Yeah, take this one out to dinner.
Sorry.
I'm going to eat spaghetti out of I got one of those too. I'm going to eat spaghetti out of mine.
Yeah, dude, that's what I've been saying. I want to do like ramen or cereal or some shit.
Thanksgiving dinner is going in there.
This is not Ramen Toys. This is AMC Theaters. Listen, it's 2024, and you could buy a fairly accurate Ghost Trap at the movie theater and eat popcorn out of it. Pretty Life crazy. Is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life is great. So thank you so much. These are also not cheap. So Matt Bush went out of his way. He did a little splurge on us, so we appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
Now, in that package, there was another thing. There's four things. I think it's one of... We each get one of these, but I'll show them all off. Does that sound okay? All
right. Sure.
Who likes real Ghostbusters stuff?
Me.
Who likes real Ghostbusters watches?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Nice.
Mint on card.
All right. What are we working with? We need to assign who gets which one.
All right. We've got the No Ghost logo, which I feel like you don't see this one as much.
That's cool.
Okay.
Then... Stay Puffed.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. Cool. Very cute.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Look how minty these
very
are.
Very stylish. Very stylish.
Then?
Mm.
Well, I think that's Jacob's.
That's Jacob's. That's
Green
Jacob's.
Ghost.
I already have the Stay Puffed, so I will graciously
so you better,
take the
Slimer. Call it.
Yeah. Okay. We're just going to call it for you, Jacob.
No,
yeah,
cool.
That one already.
It.
Double Slimers.
He called your name.
Double Slimers.
Double Slimers. Mm-hmm. Cool. So there you go. So... when there's something strange in the neighborhood.
What time is it?
What time is it? We all know that song.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Look how cool this looks.
Awesome. Whoa. Dude, take a picture of
IG
that for
post
the Instagram.
Right there. It looks good with that green light.
Look at me. Yeah. This is from our thumbnail.
Yeah. You'll never see another one like it.
These watches cost how much? Oh. Okay.
Comments aren't working.
They're not.
Click to see why Craig has a soft face.
Plot holes.
All right. So I hope somebody gets this right.
Speaking of Street Fighter 2, Jada figures, which is not a great segue since nobody was talking about him, but I do have my absolute favorite Street Fighter, Ken.
Now, of course, your favorite Street Fighter is Mayonnaise, basically.
Like, hey, patty guess, mayonnaise.
Guess what, Craig?
Yeah,
he's my number one too.
Yes,
we're the Mayo brothers. We are the Mayo brothers, and we both like Ken. So, mine's in the mail. But tell me about yours, Craig.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. Oh, God. I'm always player Stop. Two.
Nope.
It's my Ken song about this Ken. All right. So yeah, these figures rule. Happy that Jade is rocking and rolling. The next two are Dalsim and Bison. They're hitting stores now. I got to find them.
Can't wait for those. Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude. And then, you know, I'm going to have a whole Street Fighter night at my house next time I'm alone. Also,
okay.
Not the kid.
Cool.
James said Ken is the Leonardo of Street Fighter. 100%.
Hey, can I say something? Craig, yeah. you're acting like we're about to get on a plane and you just had your one
Yeah,
drink.
Did you sneak off?
Like, this, like is how, this is how you are right when we're getting on an airplane.
I'm just in a good mood. I didn't drink. What if that was the thing? Like, guys, I accidentally got drunk. All right, well, it's better than that one week I almost died.
Yeah.
Remember okay. that?
Good yeah. callback.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good that's a great yeah. memory to bring back, Craig. That. Thanks.
Yeah.
Can well, you I, cut it into this so anybody who's watching on the rewatch?
Sure, sure,
yeah,
sure.
File footage. No, it's a reenactment. You guys. a slow motion.
Jay takes off and then I follow and then you guys have to sit there and act normal. Yeah. Like nothing.
Lastly, I was not expecting to see this when I went to the old Target the other day. But since I couldn't go to Target on Easter, because as Jake and I both found out, they're closed. I got the Phantom Menace Star Wars Retro 6-pack.
Ooh.
And obviously these are in the style of original vintage Star Wars figures. You've got Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn. I just said Qui-Gon Jinn.
Greg's like, I'm not drinking.
I love
I'll have some Qui-Gon Jinn before the show.
No, not Jinn. Qui-Gon Jim. He's like a new character I'm coming up with.
Oh.
Hey, I got cut from Phantom Menace. My name's Qui-Gon Jim. And I got some shit. Okay. Also, Darth Maul, Jar Jar Binks, and Battle Droid. I can't wait to dig into these. I'm
like Jar Jar drinks.
Oh,
yeah, that's yeah, it's a different kind of six pack you've got.
I should have drank at this point. That would have been better. At least I would have been having fun instead of dying on the inside. Okay. Oh, I'm basically a completist on Hasbro retros. I really love them, and it's $60 for six figures. That's bad. Great. That's awesome. So,
And they look great. I think they look great.
They're awesome. You get a nice soft goods robe with Qui-Gon, and yeah, there you go. I remember having during the second movie, she's basically referred to as Padme, not Queen Amidala. Obviously, she's not a queen anymore. And I remember having an issue with that. I would always still call her Queen Amidala, and my friends would make fun of me.
Understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just change names like that. Guys, I want to make a statement real quick because Abby started a conspiracy theory, and so is Jacob.
Just joking.
I haven't drank anything.
Yeah, we know.
Craig. Oh, okay.
You're in a good mood. That's fine. You're allowed.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
Yeah, but sometimes when Dad comes home and he's in a good mood, that means he's drank.
Oh. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Craig, do you have anything else?
Those are my pickups. That's all
right.
All I got.
Make me
Ryan,
big.
You got the big one? I'm making you big.
I'll do this one first, and then I got ones that we can segue into tonight's topic.
Okay.
First off, I'd like to thank my buddy Paul, one of my best friends in the world. He got me a birthday gift. Something in the way. Something in the way. Yeah.
There you go.
So this is the Hot Toys Batman, and it's amazing. It is the coolest thing. I've been sleeping with it.
Mm.
It's got the cape's got wires on the belt. You can fit all his gadgets and gizmos in the utility belt. He also comes with that sleeping bag that he jumps off the police station with.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like the really cool base that looks like the gargoyle as well, and it lights up. He's got the alternate head with like the Bruce Wayne head with alternate hair. So you can have like hair in front of the eye, like full emo or like comb to the side emo.
Professional emo.
Yeah, and I've been listening to Nirvana like ever since I got it. It's been the best.
That's awesome. You got that as a birthday gift?
Yeah.
Wow.
Insane, cool. Right?
That's amazing.
It's a very generous gift. Yeah. I love it. It's so good. And I know Brandon from BC DeLorean Other Movies Cars, he got his yesterday too.
Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got one. Craig, gotta get your shit together, man.
Well, I haven't even got my I'll tell that story when you're done. Go for it.
Okay. And then the last thing I got was another gift.
Okay.
And these are from Tony Taylor. Right? I got the
Oh, cool.
Right? Which is beautiful, by the way. This packaging as well.
Tony, just for context, Tony did a limited run of those translucent blue firehouses for the YHS party in New York before the premiere. And that was really kind of him to send you one.
Yes. And he got me the Parkageist.
Yes.
As well. Again, these guys are killing it with the packaging. Beducci Studios doing the art on them. Sent me some glow in the dark baby turtles.
Oh, cool.
Those are cool. I like those.
Right. Love them. And I got the includes light up feature class 10 library.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. Awesome. That looks very so good. Cool.
And again, the packaging. The
yeah. Splitter,
like, look at that. Look at that shine.
Mm-hmm. Man, I love that.
And you got the lions on there, too. And the way this thing. You guys have gotten these before, I'm sure, but in case you haven't gotten one, you don't have to tear it off the card. It actually opens itself.
Collector-friendly packaging.
Oh, wow.
Collector-friendly packaging, right? And there she's got her book.
Mm-hmm.
You can do some reading and all that kind of stuff. And this is amazing stuff. Again, these guys are killing it. This is super cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate this greatly. I don't deserve it after all those side remarks about mine being stuck in the mail somewhere after Craig got something. So the fact that you sent me anything at all is very, very...
No, you deserve it.
It's very nice. And it's very sweet. And
everybody deserves a free-floating full torso apparition in the mail.
True.
Yep.
Even if you're stroking.
So if you got the time and the money, I suggest getting on their website and get her.
That's true.
Wow.
All right.
Head over to phantasmtoys.com.
Did you write an ad?
Yeah, like your timing was great. I loved it.
Thank you. So we had a couple comments. First of all, somebody said, where was it? Country Boy said, is it weird I had a dream about two of the four Toy Anxiety crew members last night? True story.
Which two?
Jake and Dull?
It depends which two.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
What's the most unlikely pair?
Abby and Abby.
Yeah. That's the chase.
That's been my dream. Abby and Abby. I've had
that. And then Thomas Crosby says, Craig, you need a hot toy for your birthday.
That's true.
Agree more.
Let's buy one.
Get one right now.
The show.
I'm waiting on my Bane and my Anne Hathaway Catwoman. And guys, this Anne Hathaway thing has everyone knows I like Anne Hathaway's portrayal of Catwoman, and I think I let that cat out of the bag a little too publicly, because a person I don't even know that well at work the other day messaged me and goes, Craig, Anne Hathaway was at the Atlanta Hawks game last night. Okay.
I don't know.
I love that.
Okay. Thank you. And then in my head, I was like, I should have gone. Yeah. Gonna talk to her.
Yeah. Oh, or at least get a selfie, right?
Yeah,
just a little fun. Just a little selfie. Hey, this is funny, by the way, real quick, and then we'll move along. Jason Grahosky just sent me this. This is why I love our listeners and our supporters. They're so quick. Check this out.
Wow. Hey, perfect. You look super sharp. That is the dumbest. I can't believe you made that.
I'm definitely changing the thumbnail to that just to see what happens.
Dude, this episode with all that it is going to be our biggest.
Yeah, this is a big one, guys. Guys,
big one.
I want you guys to. I want you to take.
We tonight. All are very lucky to be here.
I want you to take tonight a little bit more seriously. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's toys we're talking about.
Cartman says, my cousin had a thing for Helen Hunt and he married a girl that looked a lot like her.
That's good on him.
Cool. Yeah, good job, dude.
Well, you're not going to be able to marry Helen Hunt. She never even cared about a house and kids and all sorts of neat stuff like that. Yeah. Cutthroat Comics wants to know, does Abigail have a Toys R Us Jeffrey next to her?
Absolutely do. I could show you. I'll show him off, but it's going to involve my light kind of changing a little bit for a second.
Well, you're going to get a case of the soft face.
Oh, my face soft.
Oh, I'm never going to live that one down.
It's Jeffrey 1995 Limited First Edition with a certificate of authenticity enclosed. It's a collectible. This is Jeffrey in a little tuxedo. It's a collectible.
You know what? His face looks soft, too.
Yeah.
If it's so collectible, why are there so many of them?
Okay.
They made a lot of certificates.
They did. Lots of limited to 10,000 only. Such a nice.
Are the official is it the official Ghost Corps?
They're Ghost Corps Jeffrey certificates. They are. Okay. Let's get into some news and talk about some stuff because we're already chugging along here at 40 minutes somehow. Mm. No, my nails aren't red. What is happening? Davey's keeping me on my toes today.
You are focusing on the wrong shit.
Well, the comments aren't working. All right, so let's we'll talk about Ghostbusters next. But Ryan, I know our good buddy Ryan Ting was out on the Hasbro Action Brands panel at WonderCon, and I think Marvel Legends probably had the best showing with this retro Iron Man wave celebrating. I guess 1994 was when some of these original Toy Biz figures. So 30 years. Ryan, I'm going to kind of scroll through them and you can walk me through your thoughts. And if anybody else has any chime-ins, let us know. So what do you got? Nefaria.
He's just a dude. I honestly, you know what? I actually don't even know too much about him. Cause he's like, honestly, like I don't, I think he just judging by his hair and beard, I'm going to assume he does magic. Like,
I like how
magic manicure.
I like how for 2 seconds you were like, let me fake my way through this one. He's just a dude. Go to the next one.
Yeah, go to the next one. So people are excited about him, but he's not the one I'm like the most excited for at all. Right?
Dude, this packaging though, it's like every toy store you go to that has 90s Toy Biz, you see those Iron Man figures.
I actually think the old Toy Biz Iron Man figures are awesome with the metal vac pieces. I think they're actually really cool.
I mean, Jacob, we talked about possibly just going down the Toy Biz Marvel route just for fun.
I mean, I'd love to jump in at some point. Somebody at the toy show had a bunch of the Spider-Man, X-Men like crossover figures, and I was like, oh, this is like an instant collection here. But yeah,
it's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right, next up.
Mark One Gold. Right? This is just the Mark One.
Saying
the name? Yeah,
it's the Mark. He's a dude.
Well, hey.
First armor, but in gold.
Thought you were going to talk about it.
Well, this is kind of like he had the gold armor when he joined the Avengers for like the first time kind of thing. So this is this is like after he did the silver one, he went and did gold. So this is.
I always thought it was I like. All the like retro Avengers are some of my favorite looks. I think all the retro Iron Man are really cool looking. But I always thought it was weird that they gave this one what looks like a mini skirt. I'm like, why would he have that made out of metal?
Server outfit.
'60s. It's the '60s. It's the retro future. Hey,
it just seems very like
very mod,
not cool. You know, like well.
Practical.
It just seems like, it's impractical for a suit made of metal to have a dress type shape.
Hey, Jake.
A fluttery little metal skirt.
Jacob, you were like, I think like retro Avengers Iron Man looks really cool until he takes off his helmet. And then he's like, Robert Goulet. Yeah. This is cool. This is a cool figure. All right. So we'll keep chugging along here. Shout out, like I said, to Ryan Ting, who was there representing the Marvel Legends brand.
Like, that just looks good. Look at that.
It does look good.
Like, I could see myself liking that. Okay.
Yeah.
Another Iron Man here. Just kind of your classic retro 90s Iron Man.
Just a dude. Every time I see
this one, Big Boots.
Big Boots. Well, this is the this reminds me of the ones we would see in Marvel cards. Like this. Yeah. Armor, okay. Right? Like, mm-hmm. And this one is also, I also pre-ordered this one today as well. This is the armor I think of when people say Iron Man. This is always the one, because this is my first Iron Man I remember.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right.
Very cool. Cool blast effects. Good photography here.
Look at, it's just so cool.
So cool.
Like Mega Man. He looks like he got Mega Man boots.
I don't think, like, we, you know how, like, when toy collectors are whining and crying about whatever, and we're like, you don't know how good you have it. But sometimes it is, some of these brands really are lackluster. I don't think Marvel Legends fans know how good they have it.
Yeah. I do. I clearly know how good.
Except
I have
for Ryan.
You
Ryan
appreciate doesn't. It, right?
I clearly know. I do appreciation sit downs at my collection and just go, holy shit, this is fucking amazing.
I mean, we got a new Ghostbusters movie. We don't even have them. One. There's not literally not one figure. We're fawning. Ghostbusters fans are fawning over digital sculpts on the Glowing Ghost Instagram over things that don't even exist. We're like, check it out. It's like Ghostbusters fans have to collect NFTs, basically.
Well, we got popcorn buckets.
We do.
Yeah. Those are real.
We got a whole stash of them.
Yeah. A heap.
All right, here we go.
All right. What else we got?
We've got Model 20 Iron Man, a little bit more of an updated, more familiar to the modern Marvel fan, maybe.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the more modern costumes. I believe this one was after, early 2000s?
I was about to say, I think this is 2000s. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at it. Of course it is.
Yeah. Of course it is, yeah. Right? It looks more like the movie, like what the movie would base itself off of later. Yeah.
He's listening to Nickelback in there.
Oh, dude, I am too. Nice. Holy shit.
Oh, speaking of that, look at this photograph.
We did get a super chat also.
Yeah.
Two. Wow. We have two. Yeah.
All right, let's acknowledge that and let's pretend. Let's forget the joke I made so I can make it again in a few minutes.
Okay.
The first one from Jason Bray. He says, I'm not even an in-package collector, but I love how retro packages make me feel like I time traveled.
Yep. Yeah.
That's like the whole point of collecting stuff, going to conventions. Hang on, so you feel like you're in the past.
I'm going to pull up a chat here as well. For Monsters from Beyond. Dole, that Iron Man looks like the Ultimate Alliance one. Good shout out on that. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then we also had one from Matt Bush, limited to the number they could sell. I'm guessing that might be about the traps.
Jeffrey.
Sure. It's about the Jeffrey.
Oh, the Jeffrey. Cool. Yeah.
Limited to a lot of them at every Toys R Us.
Thank you guys for the super chats. Very kind. All right, let's get right along here. Only a couple more to go. This is Whiplash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is the comic book Whiplash.
Yeah, he doesn't rush different. Or drag.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Does he have a bird, though?
Yeah, my bird. Where's my bird? And when you buy this toy, because there is no bird, it just asks, where's his bird?
Now, I did hear the bird was not in the Iron Man 2 script and that Mickey Rourke demanded that as part of the character. Not joking at all.
So. I know, but it's quite the direction to, like, imagine reading the script and going, I need the bird. You're like, what? No, you don't. Like, at all. Like,
that's why on the cross rip this week, Troy and Chris kept saying that Frozen Empire was the Iron Man 2 of Ghostbusters. And I was like, I don't think that's a compliment, guys. Like, what? Maybe I misheard them. But
what? It's a little too disco for you?
Okay. Cool figure. Lots of good colors.
This is cool. Yes. I like the black and the light purple. The lavender. It's nice. He probably smells really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right? He looks like he smells like Starburst. And that's not.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I bet you if you, like, put your nose, like, right against his neck. You know, like,
clean lavender.
Yeah, like really clean. Yeah, nice.
That's what they were going for. I talked to the Marvel Legends team this morning. That's exactly
what they said.
The nape That's what of they the said. Neck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then lastly, a really That's great
the winner. Yeah, the winner of the wave. 100%. Awesome. I pre-ordered this ASAP. This was this is the She-Hulk a lot of us have been waiting for, like us comic fans. Like, because we got like Savage She-Hulk. But I was like, I need the one with the big hair, the sensational She-Hulk look.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
And boom, this is it. That John Good Byrne color style. On this.
Mm-hmm. Looks great.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great sculpt. She looks big.
Yeah. She go to that Muscle Mommy cafe.
I was gonna say, you're at Muscle Mommy.
I set somebody up. But yeah, this is a great figure, and I'm.
It's really like Rhea Ripley.
Dude, 100%. But this is.
It's fucking like that she inspiring. Comes with, like, cool.
I like that she comes with a gun that you can have her hold and break in half.
Yeah.
I think that's
That's awesome. It's a statement.
That's a cool accessory. It is a statement.
Yeah.
It's a statement. I like that.
It's a good wave.
Yeah, it is a good wave. Super cool.
I thought it was pretty cool that Marvel Legends, like, essentially they were there. And, you know, all the brands released a couple things here and there, and then Ryan Ting was just like, listen. Here's a complete wave. Everyone's excited. There was one guy, like, there wasn't, somebody was live streaming the panel. I don't know if you guys saw any of the live stream. It didn't seem like it was so crowded in there, and it was a pretty calm crowd. But one guy, after every Legends reveal, was just going, yes! Woo! It was like one God, guy.
That would have been
me. Yeah, it would have been.
I know, that's awesome. That's the way to be.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Sir.
Sir, this is an Arby's?
Yeah, he's like by himself on the train later that day. Just he just thinks about that Mark 20 Iron Man. He's like, let's go.
All right. see, maybe fans do know that how good we got it because
that guy knows.
Because we do. I think we do know how. Like, they're never gonna make enough Marvel Legends for us to be fully. Happy and content because there's so many characters and versions of these characters,
right?
But every time they do bring out something, it's just like, damn, this is so freaking cool. They're like, dude, that's the same Spider-Man for the seventh time, and I love it. Mm-hmm. So they do it. I don't know how they do it, man, but they kill it every time.
Hey, by the way, lots of people watching, coming up on 300 people almost. Hit that like button. We should do
thumbnails working.
We should do a giveaway tonight.
I think the like button isn't working. So if anybody could just test the like button, like, make sure. Yeah.
I'm trying to think
make sure it's working and hit it.
Anything for a giveaway tonight? Because I got really jealous on Geek Dad Life. They did this big giveaway this week, and they had like 300 people. And hey, I almost won it. They
what was it?
It was a GI Joe thing that everybody won. I didn't even care about the prize, but like I love that.
You love winning.
Yes, have some. It was like yes, have some. Yes, have some.
You wanted to be included.
I was hoping to win it so we could do the same giveaway.
So we could give away that. Yeah.
We'll bring it. We'll do a giveaway next week. We'll bring it.
Giveaway next week.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, first of all, we haven't talked about it that much on the show. We had this party in New York the night before the world premiere of Frozen Empire. We invited some of our friends at Hasbro to come hang out.
Mm-hmm.
They came. They're the kindest, nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
Pat and Emily and the team. Listen, I love them. And I was happy that they were there, that we could share a little of that YHS spirit with them. So we know it's been a little bit quiet on the Ghostbusters front, but we did get an announcement this weekend. Have a feeling there's more to come. So if this isn't 100% what you were expecting or wanting, I do think that we need to be a little bit patient and just go, it is what it is. We've gotten a lot of great Ghostbusters stuff. They are going to have updates coming on anybody who ordered the two in the box. The Trap and PKE first looks are coming. That'll be delivering later this year. And we love Ghostbusters. We're happy to see new stuff. So this, first of all, is the Ecto-1. Now this, if you guys remember, there was an Afterlife Ecto-1 that came out. Obviously, when Afterlife came out, it was 1/18 scale. So kind of scaled for 3 3/4 figures. I really liked that. Obviously, we all want a full scale Ecto, and maybe someday we'll get one scaled for 6-inch figures.
Get some 6-inch figures to go with that?
We like some Plasma Series all around. Hey, just in the chat, if you're here, let us know what you want from Ghostbusters, because we know that the we're friends with Hasbro now. They could be watching. So if there's something you want from GB, there he is. Patrick's, I think he's here hanging out. Yeah, let us know in the chat what you most want from Ghostbusters while we talk about this stuff. So, Ryan, this is a repaint of the 1/18 scale Ecto. But this is 84 style, which is great.
Which is cool. I hope they do all the styles in this. Yeah, if they're going to, because I do like what they in it. Okay. I'm just going to, just because I'm such a little dick about the Batmobiles. You know what I mean? I'm always such a bitch. I'm like, why is it a one seater? Batmobile should always be a two seater.
Yes, right. We know. Care. Bruce has dates. Yeah.
Yes, he has dates. He has sidekicks. We need to be able to fit everybody in there. I have the same beef with Ectos, and this has been happening since forever, since Real Ghostbusters and on. We have never been able to fit all four comfortably in the Ecto, and I know this is also no exception. Even though the RGB one at least had a gunner seat and someone could just lay down and have a nap in the back, I guess. But I still think this looks really good. And I actually like this. They have like the little, whatever that thing is called, the stretcher.
The gurney.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the word. And I think they even said that the packs fit on it.
And then there's going to be this four pack, which is, listen.
But that's a nice touch, though.
I think that what's really cool about this is that they've never had, these are O-ring style 3¾-inch Ghostbusters. There's never been Ghostbusters figures officially released. Shout out to Tom Henry, who did some 3¾-inch figures, but they've never had figures in this scale. So it's a brand new scale. They're scaled to fit with the Ecto. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something kind of sadistically funny about knowing that all the G.I. Joe diehards like Jake Stevens just desperately want O-ring figures, and Hasbro is no longer doing those, really. But they're making O-ring Ghostbusters. Like, it's kind of, as an action figure fan and somebody who loves seeing a little bit of chaos, I think this is really great.
Yeah, I would have loved these as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved these. I do. I know we bitch about this, too, about the lack of ghosts, but I do hope we eventually get some ghosts. But if you don't have ghosts, I think your Real Ghostbusters ghosts would probably go well with these if you're looking to play with them or display them or whatever.
This is how dumb I was. I immediately was like, what vintage G.I. Joe vehicles can I buy and put these guys in?
Ectofy.
I love that. Yeah. Do your own episodes. Yeah.
A skyscraper.
I wonder why people, I see some people in the chat that are, voicing their dislike of these. And I wonder, as a Ghostbuster fan, what that is, because Ghostbusters is kind of like the underdog as far as toys go. Like, it's, it's gotten to a point where it's just like, oh, we're getting Ghostbusters toys. We should be thankful for that, because most of the time we got no figures for the movie. And these are something that we haven't got. I got a ton of Ghostbusters toys here, and three-inch figures are not like my main scale that I collect. But the fact that there's no Ghostbuster toys on my shelf at all that are these figures, that to me, that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know the price. I think it's like $45 or $50 for the four pack.
Are they getting individually carded as well? Like a Joe?
I don't think so. I think it's a four pack.
Yeah, it's like something new that feels old.
Yeah. And I think
this.
So Toy Collector Magazine says sales of the O-ring Ghostbusters will be important to the life of the line moving forward, more likely to see meaningful expansion of this line than any other Hasbro offering. I think it's a good call out, in the sense that, Jacob, I think what Ghostbusters fans are hungry for stuff. And I think that part of the big exhale of ugh that some people are feeling, I don't think it has anything to do with the figures themselves. or themselves. I think it's a people really wanted Frozen Empire Plasma series figures.
Right.
Like they were expecting it because Afterlife had this big rollout and there's so many new characters and there's new proton packs and new stuff. And I think everybody is like waiting and going, okay, where are they? Where are they? Maybe they're just not going to come, or maybe they're holding them for spoilers. And like, and we've talked about it a lot. Like, I don't know what the future of the Plasma series is. I really don't. I wish I did. So we could talk about it, but Hasbro has made a lot of Ghostbusters product, but clearly the most successful that it's been has been the HasLabs with the prop focus stuff. So I don't know, but I love Ghostbusters and it's new stuff. And like Jake said, new scale, never had it before. I'm going to be picking them up. I'm going to buy the Ecto and hopefully, like Toy Collector Magazine was just saying, if they do well, then that'll tell Hasbro, hey, there's still an appetite for the Ghostbusters brand and we can get more stuff.
Like, hopefully, maybe one day, a Phoebe Melody 2-pack.
Yeah. 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 Like in the Force Ghost blue sparkly style.
I got Abby's attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here I go.
The friends that bust together.
Yeah. But no, I do. Well, I want new figures and I especially want female figures. Yeah. I think that'd be great. Yeah.
Let's go to the chat. Mitchell Brinkley. I will certainly be buying these. Having smaller figures means I can put them on my work desk without it taking too much space. Yep.
Perfect. Yep.
I also think general action figure, like 3 3/4 enthusiasts are going to be very excited about these because they want to buy anything in that scale. There's a whole chunk of people on the internet who say that is the action figure scale. Anything else is just...
Well, that's how I feel about Star Wars. Star Wars, it has to be 3.75 where it's just, it's pointless. Like, buy a hot toy then. Like, be an adult.
Unlimited Power says, I want a tall, dark, and horny plasma figure. Yeah,
yes, me too. I would.
That would be great.
Well, even if we were getting a new line of plasma figures, we wouldn't be getting the ghosts. You would just be getting some Ghostbusters, and that's it.
I could see
them doing a Melody Phoebe 2-pack because it would just be continue the trend of Phoebe with ghost thing, and then you've got a Build-A-Garaka. I think that would work.
I would love a
I would love that. That's like
I would love to build Garaka.
Coolest new visual from the movie would be
actually
really nice to put on your shelf.
Even though I made fun of the Indiana Jones like artifact. What was the artifact they put out that was like a 1-to-1 scale like adventure series? Well, it was something from
1-to-1 scale?
Yeah, they put out like a role play item for Indiana Jones last year.
Like
but anyway,
that 1-to-1 Vicky that NECA is putting out?
It's Megan, but we're gonna talk about this.
Oh, that's wait, Vicky is Small Wonder. Sorry,
Vicky's Small Wonder. That was the joke they did.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what I'm saying is my Small Wonder versus Megan 2-pack from Megan.
From Megan. Hey, how awesome would a Plasma Series Garaka orb be? Like an electronic one,
where
the glyphs move around.
Yeah, the glyphy one.
Love it. Okay, guys. Well, listen, that is the Ghostbusters announcement from this week. Y'all better buy it if you want some more.
Y'all better be good or I'll say
better buy some.
We'll take it back.
Yeah. We'll put that thing right. I don't know.
Right back
I do
to
like
your
figures though. Like, oh yeah. You see it too? You see that comment?
From Toy Collector?
Yeah.
Smaller scale means more opportunities down the road for additional vehicles and playsets. Firehouse, anyone? Yeah. How cool would be like a 3 3/4 like firehouse playset? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
With what would
the laundry room?
The laundry room would dig.
I want an Ecto 1A.
Okay.
I want it
more than anything.
I want a Slimer in the attic.
I want a van.
An Ecto Z.
Yeah, Ecto Z, and I would also be down for a old Ray with his motorbike.
That'd be great.
Yeah, how about the old aquarium? Like that would be awesome.
Spoiler. The aquarium place that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
Hasbro, if you're listening, we're just gonna give these ones to you for free.
Very cool. I will be picking those up. Easy purchase for me. And I will say this though. I've moved. I'm well past the 2016, 2017, Craig. Anything with a Ghostbusters logo, I would buy. I've become way more judicious.
We kept pizza boxes and
we did
with the pizza still in it.
Yeah,
Slimer ate it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the funniest moment in the movie.
Okay. Hey, when Frozen Empire.
Trevor Folks is bum.
there's rumors. Okay. Okay. Let's since it was brought up real quick, not an April Fool's joke. Megan, life-size doll coming from our friends at NECA. We gotta get
what? Wait, this wasn't an April Fool's joke?
No, this is the real deal.
Yep,
shame on you, real?
Life size?
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
No, who's this for?
Who the fuck is buying this?
Nope.
Who's this for?
Why are you giving me this?
Someone who just wants a friend.
Yeah. If you're in the chat and you're going to buy, it's up for pre-order now. This could be a Chucky and Tiffany thing. I think in 4 years, every sad comment is, well, plenty of turtles. Where's my Megan?
Where's my Megan?
I don't know. Who?
Okay, so if you're obsessed with the movie and you want to feel like you have the Megan doll from the movie, you could justify and say, like, this is like having it. This is like having a prop.
I think it would be cooler if it was like battle damaged Megan.
Wait, what does this mean? Unlimited power goes. Pass. Wait, hold on.
Right? That's my thought too.
Not taking any chances. What is that doing? Like you get put on a list.
Yeah.
Ooh boy.
Yeah. No, very thank weird. You.
Mm-mm. So, anyways.
Yep.
And this is coming from the guy who dressed as Megan for the Halloween episode of Toy Anxiety.
That was cool. I liked.
The chat is really fun. Actually, this is getting very funny. You guys are being funny. So yeah, I will not be buying this.
Yeah.
I would buy like a 6-inch Megan figure.
Oh,
like,
when that one comes out, I'm 100% getting it.
Mondo's like, putting one out.
The actual figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is like, I don't know. This is something else.
I'm really mad though that they are not making Small Wonder action figures. Because I would love to do a setup of Megan versus Vicky from Small Wonder. I think that would be badass and cool. Where's my What We Do in the Shadows figures? Why are we making this? Like, what's happening here? Hey, we're going to do one-to-one scale. Let's make the talking doll for fuck's sake. What is this? I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, it's gross. I don't like it.
Do you think... Never mind. Let's move on. But the chat was really funny. Okay. Hey, Abigail, I don't think you've seen this. Guess what McFarlane's doing?
What? Whoa, dude.
Batman Forever figures.
Smoking.
I love it. I've got, like, right behind me already, you can see Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face. And holy shit, these look so cool. Yeah.
That's the other NECA life-size thing, that Two-Face.
Yeah.
That Trevor sent that. That's why I said that.
Not creepy at all. I love that thing. Thank you, Trevor.
Okay, so there was a bunch of McFarlane reveals. We could talk about some of them, but first of all, this is the Multiverse Wave, Batman, Robin, Two-Face, and Riddler. I didn't know if this was going to happen. I thought maybe there was likeness rights issues or something like that, but Jacob, I know you.
That's why they all wear masks. So don't worry.
Well, Jacob, you saw my Batman and Robin figures, and I was surprised. You were like, "Hey, I kind of like these."
Yeah, they look pretty good. I mean, I'm not gonna lie about it. They look great. I like that he's doing. I mean, this is the best Batman movie. So,
yep. I would like a Dr. Chase Meridian. That would be nice.
I had the idea that Dr. Chase Meridian should be a Chase figure.
Dr. Chase figure Meridian. I love that.
That's what I thought, because they should just have her like one in 1500 because Todd doesn't like making female figures anyway. So
it's a risk.
I expect we're never we're never going to get a Sugar and Spice.
Which is majorly fucked up.
It's so effed up. If this was any other company, they would have made them first. Mm-hmm. But no, we're stuck with Todd making these, who hates mm-hmm. women. Mm-hmm. And now we're that's why we're not. See, someone brought up Pfeiffer in the chat, and that's why we're not going to like get Batman Returns figures, because he's like, well, I can only make three.
No kitten cat woman. Yeah,
he makes Batman, Max, Shrek, and Penguin, the three main characters.
That's it, the three main characters. Right? With a build a duck.
I think these are cool. Obviously, these aren't the most high quality pictures. So it's kind of hard to see the from just at first glance. The Tommy Lee Jones likeness looks like it's probably going to be pretty good. We'll see. At least half of it will be.
Blind stinking dude luck.
My camera gain.
My glasses, they're melting.
That whole dude, build a vault. Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me a build a vault.
Acid.
I'm just reading the comments, but also all right. This is a build away figure. Abby, do you want to guess what the build a figure is? Nobody tell her.
It's not a woman.
I knew that.
Okay. Think Batman Forever. The Build-A-Figure for the Batman Robin set was Mr. Freeze. Okay. Now you have that knowledge. Who will the Build-A-Figure be? 10 seconds.
I mean, is it another Batman?
Just take a guess.
She just did.
I did. It would be like some different version of Batman.
No.
Like a sonar Batman.
What is it?
It's the nightmare dream sequence bat.
What? That's cut. That's
from the movie?
Yeah. From when he's like dreaming and the bat's like all blown.
Oh, that is from the movie. Yeah. Dream sequence bat. Oh, wow. Weird. I guess I'd forgotten about that. Wow. How could I?
Isn't that so strange?
Dream sequence bat nightmare did not bat. Come to my mind first.
I wish it was Riddler from the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but I didn't think there was any chance of it being right.
Either the one where he's got the crazy head or Riddler with the straight jacket, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, straight jacket. That would be a cool one.
What about a light up?
I love, light up jacket. Also, light Riddler jacket. Would be great. Yeah. But finale Riddler with like glitter and sparkles.
Whoa.
Would be great.
I got to know. Here's the best two pack ever. What if he did a two pack of Bruce Wayne and Edward Nygma? From the scene where they're both wearing the exact same outfit.
I love that.
Yes.
They got the same glasses on and he's got the mole and everything.
I mean, literally, no joke. early movie Edward Nygma where his hair's long would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the Riddler thing.
Yeah, with that thing.
Yeah.
Captain Kill. Ooh, we gotta watch that tonight. Hey, here's another idea I had.
Oh man, Ringmaster Two-Face would be great too.
Ringmaster Two-Face. Also, Dick Grayson in his circus uniform, which is like the classic Robin.
The
that he saves Batman wearing. Where's it saving Batman? Speak.
No,
English.
I want laundry time, Rob.
Nick Grayson doing his laundry. That's what I'm saying. With real twist action.
This movie gives it. This movie just gave it
so many
gives
options.
Us everything. So
and then
many.
You need Alfred to admire him from the other side of the room.
Perhaps the dogs are hungry.
I mean, dude, the scene where he walks in there and you find out about Bruce Wayne's, like, you know, vintage. Legendary rare motorcycle collection, and he's like, some of these require a lot of work. If somebody were to fix them, I'd gift them one for their work. And I'm just like, I want one of these. I want a 1912 Harley. that movie rules. Unironically, it's so good, and I'm glad that we're getting some figures. Ryan, there was a bunch of other DC reveals. Is there anything specific you wanted to highlight?
No, that was it. He did, believe it or not, he made a Starfire figure. That was shock.
Okay.
Didn't see that one coming. Yeah. He did, apparently, according to Trevor from NECA, he was there. Yeah. He messages me and I go, hey, is there any like superpowers reveals? He's like, no, he made a backhanded comment about them though. And I was like, what? I'm like, those are your best figures, Todd.
I wonder if they're not selling very well.
Mm-hmm. Is any of it?
Every one of my Walmart says no.
That they're selling well or that they're there on the shelves?
They're not selling well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're selling well up here because we can't.
There's just a ton of them. Yeah, but you live in Canada.
That's true.
Now, last thing, guys, from the news.
Oh, this. Yeah, right. Sorry. This one, animated Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah, they're doing the animated Bruce Wayne.
That's a big deal.
So Mr. Dahl called me the other day and said, dude, I'm buying it. And I didn't even, I had no reservations about what he was talking about, okay? So, you know what I'm talking about, Ryan?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just like, right. Are you ready to show it?
I'm showing it right now. Did you buy it?
Oh, yeah, I gave it a pre-order.
Deluxe or reg?
Deluxe.
Here it is. Hot Toys reissue.
Oh, what?
Dead Men Tell No Tales. Jack Sparrow. Wait,
we didn't know.
These are real. This is a Hot Toy. You know how much these cost, right?
Correct. Yeah. Now, you're probably sitting there going, why would he order this? Because
it rules.
Dude, it is whimsical.
What if they make Barbosa? Then I
they
need
won't.
To, well, then if they don't make Barbosa, if they don't make Davy Jones, then I'll just sell this one because I don't.
No, you're not.
Like I don't need right. Jack Sparrow if there's no Barbosa.
Yes, you do because you came with the wheel.
But
how
I got
much
the
fun
wheel.
He's having on the wheel.
Look at
I
that.
Got, wait, hang on. I got the wheel. I made sure he got the deluxe version with the wheel.
Contemplating the bottle
just in case. They make Barbosa.
Guys, this is a Disney Parks themed figure. This is Disneyana. This is Pirates of the Caribbean. You get this if you get if you have the chance.
Yeah, are you do you not?
Yes,
like
you
Parks?
Do.
You do.
Can we say that's a great sculpt?
Sure. Yeah. You look like you have a, it looks like a little Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we like these movies?
I do. I love them. Except for the
I
last
saw the
one.
Very first one in the movie theater, really. And I remember thinking it was fun.
I only
but
saw
I
the first three. How many fun. Other? Five?
There's five. Five. I like the one with the mermaids and Selma Hayek.
Oh, I'd like to watch that, yeah.
Now, I wish they made Hook Hot Toys more than anything.
Or is it Penelope Cruz? Hang on.
Oh, it doesn't even, you can't even get those.
Doesn't matter. The movie's hot. It's on Stranger Tides. It's called On Stranger Tides. If that doesn't sound like a romance novel to you, I don't know what.
If they made Hook, Dustin Hoffman, and Robin Williams figures, I would be a day one buyer.
Oh, it is Penelope Cruz. Nice.
You're not seeing
We're all having different conversations.
I'm like, oh.
Ryan's talking about Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
Jacob's questioning why Ryan's buying this. I'm talking about Hook.
If they make a Penelope Cruz.
Stranger Tides on Amazon Prime.
If they make Penelope Cruz as a hot toy, yeah, I'm buying that.
I've never seen that, yeah.
100%.
Hey,
Penelope Cruz could go right next to my Padme. It'll be great.
Have they ever made a Austin Powers hot toy?
I don't know.
I guess they haven't, but I think I'd buy that too.
I would get a Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I was like, which specific costume pose and movie?
The real quick, we'll get to sad comments, get the hell out of here. Okay. Abby and I were watching Austin Powers 2 the other night. And I was the opening scene, the whole opening Jerry Springer scene with Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Is so unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
And it goes on for so long. They keep calming him down and he keeps attacking. Yeah.
Steve's in there too.
Steve. Yeah. It's great. It really made me miss Jerry Springer. Okay. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
So, okay. Anything else? Should we?
I didn't want you, Scott. You're an accident.
I had a huge crush on Scott.
Yeah, Abby told me that Seth Green.
I thought he was the ultimate man.
2001 was like the peak of what a human being could achieve.
Yeah.
She was like, She goes, I wish he would throw me in a trash
can. I wanted him to throw me in a trash can.
Jesus. I can't. All right, let's move on. This was fun tonight, guys. Lots of fun stuff tonight. We appreciate
it. Yeah, we turned it around. It's great. It's always fun to come and do the show and, you know, take a break from life.
We turned it around.
It started off pretty rough.
No, it did.
We turned it around.
We overcame and we're,
I
yeah,
agree.
We're here.
We powered thing. Through it. We made it better.
Now, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob's like, no.
You said there's only one sad comment tonight, but it's a
just
good
one. It's a long one.
Okay,
and I do want to go ahead and apologize to Hasbro team if they're still in the chat because it's on a Hasbro product.
Okay, what product?
Ghostbusters.
Okay, so this is
it's, the comet is actually on the Ectotron, but the comet doesn't really have anything to do with the Ectotron, but it does. I'm just saying this person knows how to handle the Ghostbuster license, and he's just trying to give his info. He's trying to, you know, tell Hasbro how to do their job, basically.
And for context, they announced they're re-releasing Ectotron.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a post about it. Okay.
This comment is, I'm going to have to scroll to finish it. It's a long comment.
Ooh, so you need two hands for this one.
Crank that music.
All right.
This person also has Ghostbuster in their name. Like, this is a fan.
Of course it is.
Is this our fan?
It's I actually went to check and make sure. I was like, is this somebody we know? And I don't think it is.
Dude, after doing YHS Ghostbusters Radio, I am not surprised.
Ryan, after GB Radio last week, Ryan was like, what the fuck was wrong with that chat? I was like, dude, it's wild sometimes.
We love our toy anxiety chat.
We do.
Yes, thank God.
Love you.
Did Jacob freeze?
Oh, no, not now.
He's being hacked in real
Ghostbusters
time.
Fan number 27 found him.
I think he's back. Jacob, you back?
I'm back, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
I thought that you were getting hacked in real time.
He found me.
I don't know how, but they found it. Run for it, Marty! All right, here we go. Real quick, sad comments. Scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures. Go to social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We give a voice to the voiceless, and we highlight and amplify the most, earnest opinions about what's going on in the toy world. Sad comments. Here we go.
Let's have a talk for real. No disrespect to the Ectotron. It's super rad. But the overall amount of product variety with this license has been abysmal. There are more popcorn bucket options than real toys. Yet you are the license holder. What gives? HasLab props are great. Keep it up. With an 84-pack to go live for funding on the June anniversary date. Goggles TBA Fall 24. Real Ghostbusters? Keep the guys evergreen and add in Janine. And the buckets of slime with little ghosts inside. You have the ideas. Just use them. What we need are more Plasma Series figures. You haven't even finished 1984. Janine pet box with containment unit wall piece. Yes, it opens for a trap. Then Slimer, Eleanor Twitty. Go look it up, simps.
All right, now I know why you're eating this shit.
And hell yes, to a scale Ecto-1 to fit them all. Lights, sounds, moving wheels, racks for packs. Things to modify for different versions of the old gal. Taxicab ghost and subway ghost as stretch goals. This will succeed where the Ghost Rider one failed, I guarantee it. Make previous plasma waves available in a variety of stores, or at least the rarer ones, including, say, a single card Lewis Tully. And don't forget the supermarkets. Send them a smaller selection of figures, like Slimer and Muncher. Why does my HEB have all of this anime crap? I want to see kids begging their parents for a figure class 5 full torso vaporous apparition. Hell, Whoa. Do an early bird set if you've got if you've got a for new concept stuff, but you've got four fantastic movies and the shelves, they are bare. This property is hot, and frankly, your output with this license has been pretty absent. Reach out for me. Reach out to me for more tips on how to invigorate your line.
Reach out to me. I like
reach out to me.
Really enjoyed listening to you. So yeah, definitely.
Holy
reach out.
Shit!
What?
Look it up, Simps.
Look it up, Simps. It's like that's not the accurate use, man. And I love the way that came out.
Was not the correct.
Not the accurate he did term. Not he used as like,
He was called a simp at some point, and he's like,
yeah, it's a name call. He has no idea. What
yeah.
Look it up, simps.
Yeah, like, oh dear God.
He also punctuated every paragraph with I don't know if it's gonna be able to with the ghost emojis.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude, he's a creative.
He's a creative. His emoji usage was fantastic. That's what's going to happen at Hasbro.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hasbro board meeting of the board. Normally, we don't take internet commentary too seriously, but one fellow has decided to put a ghost emoji after every paragraph. And frankly, that's just not something we can ignore.
Have you seen the emojis?
To me, one of the things that made me want to read that one, though, is because it was written as if Daniel Plainview was like when he says this will succeed where the ghostwriter failed. I guarantee it. I was just like, that's
perfect. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Ecto 1's be coming right out of your ears, ma'am.
Oh, you'll be shitting munchers and pissing slavers when I'm done with you. I kind of agree with a couple of his points.
Of them, sure, yeah.
But it's just the presentation.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's great. Well, this was fun, guys. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's always a good time.
Abigail, final thought?
It's great to come in, like, even if I'm on, like, a 5 or a 6 energy-wise and then finish out, like, a 10 with y'all. It's a really good thing to be able to, like, turn the day around, do the show together. And I saw people commenting and saying that they enjoyed watching the show tonight.
Oh,
specifically, and just hanging out, because that's literally what we're doing, is making each other laugh.
Yeah.
And that's how we started, and that's what we're going to continue doing on and on until eternity and beyond.
Eternity? Jesus. We'll stop sometime.
No, we're going to heaven.
We're doing this in heaven. Okay. We already got 4 passes, okay?
Right, we did.
That's it, though. We only got 4. Yep. Well, if we can get one more pass next week, that'll be the giveaway. We'll give away a heaven.
We're giving away a pass to heaven next week?
Yeah.
Wait, guys. Hold on.
It's going to be huge.
Put that in the thumbnail for next week. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed ticket to heaven.
Pass to heaven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. The problem is their passes, that they're not fast passes, though. They're not express passes.
You still I want
to see
the
complaining videos of people who went to heaven and didn't have a good experience.
Dude, if we all went to heaven, I know Jacob Walsh so well. Like, if there was like guaranteed admission to heaven and eternal life,
the air conditioner is good.
Listen,
yeah.
Hold on. Heaven could have the greatest air conditioner, the greatest life, riches, toys, the best food. Okay.
Sounding good.
If we got up there and there was a long line, Jacob would go, I'm not waiting this long.
I bet the other line's shorter.
Yeah.
They don't
at least you get in.
Dude, I heard it's not even that bad down there.
There's
they don't
no
even
line
have,
in hell.
There's no line. The snack
no
options are better. The snack options are better.
All the Cheetos are really spicy.
Very good.
Ghost pepper. Hey, I got Gotham City Tonight tomorrow.
All right.
We're going to talk more X-Men. We're going to be talking X-Men until it's, like, done.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited about tonight's episode. I say tonight because I'm watching it at midnight.
Oh, yeah. But
tomorrow's episode is going to be amazing because it's called Motendo.
Ooh.
And it's they're going the Mojoverse. And now he's making video games. So you know we're going to get some of the coolest references ever.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Cool.
So, be sure to tune in. That'll be myself.
Midnight tonight.
Alex tomorrow. Yeah. Saying Trevor all night. So it's myself and Alex, and Stefania Sassano is going to be joining us tomorrow as well.
Who's that?
Very cool.
She is a Rogue cosplayer that everyone keeps sending me her videos.
So I messaged her and said, come on the show?
I said, come on the show. And she was like,
dude, that's your forte.
And guess what? She was like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. I was like, let's do it. I think she's actually more excited to meet Alex. Mm-hmm. I don't think she gets a shit. Because Alex sculpted the Rogue. I think she's... He looks like Gambit with a beard. So I get it, right? Like Alex is a really handsome dude. I don't know.
After watching the first three episodes of Gotham City Tonight. No, well, we did, but of X-Men 97, which is the Gotham City Tonight of Netflix or Disney Plus. I was giving Abby some of the history of the Channing Tatum Gambit movie that never happened.
Yeah. I was like, wait, why the fuck is Gambit never, like, you know, is there never a live action version of him? That makes no sense.
He had a cameo in Wolverine Origins. It was awful, but Gambit is
who
in
played
live
him?
Action in that movie. I don't remember.
I have Google. Don't worry about it.
But guess what? He wasn't wearing a crop top.
He wasn't. He was playing cards, though. Come on. He's going to be in Deadpool. 100%. In Deadpool.
Hey, it was Taylor. You know who played him, Ab? In
Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch,
who is
Tim Riggins on Friday
Riggins
Night
Boys.
There you go.
They're trouble. That's right. Cool.
Well, listen, and he's Jacob.
Canadian. Oh wait, now that's like I think that's good casting. I might go watch that on my day off.
Gotham City Tonight is now called Genosha City Tonight for the next month. There you go. and Jacob, no Monster Island this week.
No, we had an episode last week, so we'll be back next week.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
We're gonna do our Godzilla X Kong review next week. So, and I haven't talked to Jay about. I have no idea what Jay thought of the movie. I think we're purposefully not asking each other what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we can. Yeah.
Cool. Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose.
There you go.
Can't lose.
So for Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh, and Ryan Dole, my name is Craig Goldberg. Bye. Have a great evening. Have a great week. Mm-hmm. Enjoy WrestleMania. Buy a toy. Save a life. Kiss a friend. Do whatever you want.
Save a life.
Ask for consent.
Before you save a life.
Before you save
a life. Save a life.
Can I save your life?
You have to ask that in the States or you might get sued.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're choking. Can I save you?
That wasn't what I was saying.
Can I say? Adrenaline. I don't know if this guy wants me to save him or not.
You can't keep eating if you're choking.
What is it? I think you should leave.
Yeah, he's like, to you and yours.
Oh boy! All right, guys.
We're already in the after.
This was fun. Bye.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
See you next week.
Extreme next week
is over.
This is where the fun.
Yeah, let's do extreme. I mean, extreme
Yeah.
I don't have it set up. I could probably go another. We'll do next week. We promise.
Cool. Love everyone. Yes.
Toy boom is over. Toy boom.